Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song, preaching Christ in all his fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel broadcast. It's good of you to tune in and join us, and I do want you to stay through the next quarter hour. Bringing the Lord's message today is the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, minister of the Free Presbyterian Congregation in London, as he continues with his series from the New Testament book of 1 Peter. Today he lets the Bible speak from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, and the message is coming up right after these words in song, so do stay with us.
From 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're going to commence at verse 14. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. The theme here in these verses is suffering. Now, it's not just any kind of suffering. It's suffering for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're a Christian and you're walking with God, the world hates you. And the devil hates you. The devil is opposed to the Christian that lives for God. And the world is opposed to the Christian that lives for God. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have persecution. Christ has warned us of it. In the world ye shall have tribulation. And Paul says we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. So expect it. Peter tells us here not to be surprised by it. He says, Or think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. So don't be surprised, Peter says. And then he tells us in the verse 16 that we're not to be ashamed of it. There is a temptation to feel that when you're persecuted, maybe you're thrown into prison, as some Christians have been, and you lose your standing in society, that there's something in that to be ashamed of. The world strips you, as it were, of your self-respect, strips you of your reputation, and then it tries to make you believe that you've something to be ashamed of when you're following the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter tells us, don't be surprised and don't be ashamed. And that's good advice. That's the best advice we could get. Of course, it's very easy for us to think that our sufferings are for Christ and because of what we are, when really our sufferings are because of our own bad behaviour. We've got to be able to draw a distinction between suffering for the cause and sake of Christ and suffering because of the wrong that we ourselves may have done. In the verse 15, Peter sets that out before us. He says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. There are certain things that you should be ashamed of. You certainly should not be ashamed of Christ. You shouldn't be ashamed of suffering for his sake, but you should be ashamed of sinful behaviour. There's nothing worse than evil behaviour on the part of a true child of God. You see, I've got to put it this way to you. Not all sufferings of Christians are sufferings as Christians. Let me say that again. Not all sufferings of Christians are sufferings as Christians. Some Christians suffer because of their behaviour, because it's bad, because it's evil. Some Christians suffer because of good behaviour. They're obeying Christ, they're following him, they're serving him, they're doing everything in their power to please him, and because of that, they suffer. So let's get this distinction very clearly in our minds, in our hearts, and indeed in our lives. Indeed, I'll go further and I'll say, if you suffer for wrongdoing, you won't have a clear conscience, you'll have a troubled conscience. You'll not only have reason to be ashamed, you will dishonour the name that you profess to love, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of David in the Old Testament. David suffered, but he didn't suffer because of his faithfulness. At times, of course, he did suffer because he was faithful, but there's a great incident in his life where he suffered, and it wasn't because of faithfulness, it was because of unfaithfulness. He lusted, he committed adultery, he was guilty of the killing of a woman's husband, he deliberately had that man killed, and then when his sin was exposed, the prophet Nathan told him, by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Your behaviour has brought reproach on the cause of the Lord. The enemies of the Lord will use it. And they use it not only against you, David, they will use it against the name that you hold dear. That's why Peter says that none of us is to suffer for evil doing. He says, you're not to suffer as a murderer. It's almost unthinkable. But then we must remember that if we get away from God, we could even sink so low as to murder. He says, don't let you, if you're a Christian, don't let you suffer as a murderer. Don't be guilty of taking another person's life. Then don't suffer as a thief. Don't take what doesn't belong to yourself. Don't cheat your fellow man, for if you're found out, you won't be suffering as a Christian. You'll be simply suffering for the wrong that you yourself have done. Keep a clear testimony. Keep a clean life. Live for God. Don't suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. And then he throws a term in that perhaps seems to us somewhat innocuous. He throws in a busybody in other men's matters. We might call that person a nosy parker, meddling in other people's business, getting involved in things that have nothing to do with them, gossiping and carrying tales and just generally making a nuisance of yourself. Now, people can do that, and people can get far too much of the busybody about them. If you're like that and it brings you opposition and persecution, don't say it's because you're a Christian. You're not to suffer for wrongdoing. Indeed, you're to live a holy life. Has Peter not been emphasizing this again and again in this epistle? He says, you'll suffer if you live for God, if you live a holy life. But it's on your own head if you suffer for disobeying Christ, for doing the things that are displeasing to him. You'll not have a clear conscience, and you cannot pray to God to vindicate you in such evil behavior. Clear line of demarcation and distinction here. Suffering for Christ brings a blessing. Suffering because of sin brings not only reproach, it brings the judgment of God. How good to do what's right in God's sight.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London, which meets in South Grove Free Presbyterian Church, Markhouse Road, Walthamstow, each Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., and you'd be most welcome to come to these meetings. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10, 6EU. That's the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10, 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answerphone service on 020-8539-1706. That's 020-8539-1706. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Tuesday to Saturday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.